Hello.
Hi, my name is Shani. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested today from customer service.
Yes. My name is Scott O'Brien.
Okay, can I
And
get you a zip code to locate the account?
okay, it's 39532.
Thank you. You said last name was O'Brien?
Yes.
Okay, could you confirm your address for me?
716 Holly Hills Drive, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment to pull up the account. And I apologize for you. Wait, I'm still waiting on the account. Okay, and I do have the account here. It looks like the Platinum Ultra smartwatch was ordered, which enrolled the account into our online discount membership store.
Okay, this I had disputed the charges with through my credit card company, and because the smartwatch that never worked, I had no clue that it was also enrolling me in some sort of service. That was never made clear, and the thing that made me rather suspicious was that this first started in June under a name of Save Direct, and it's gone from Save Direct to General Electronics. And now it's Primary True Electronics. So that's why I disputed it, because I had no idea what this reoccurring charge was all about.
Okay, well, I do apologize for the misunderstanding, but there were some terms and conditions with ordering the smartwatch and paying just the shipping and handling. The smartwatch was a welcoming gift to join our online discount membership club. Each month that you bill the membership fee, it does send to your email a $125 gift card voucher. So that way you're able to make purchases at our online store using the voucher. But I do show that the account, those charges were disputed, unfortunately. Due to the account not being fraudulent, the bank did overturn that and put your account into chargeback. So this account has been canceled.
Okay, can you explain to me where those terms and conditions would have been found?
Yes, that information would have been listed initially on the website when you first clicked on it. And then the very last place that you do have to confirm those terms, it's on your checkout page. When you enter your card information before you can process the payment, you have to confirm that you've read and understood your terms.
Okay, so it's one of the, I understand. All right, so yeah, so the account has been canceled officially then?
Yes, it was
Okay.
canceled. You don't have to worry about being billed anything further from my company.
Okay, like I said, I had no idea what this was all about, and the smartwatch, if I had realized that it was just kind of whatever it was, it didn't work. Even following the instructions, so it just went into the trash. I don't know. I'm pretty disappointed by this whole transaction. And what is the official company name? Is it General Electronics, or is it
So what
Platinum
you're reading
Electronics?
is called a merchant ID for the billing. Our company does sell multiple products and online services, so the charge may not fall directly under the company's name, but we are Factory Direct Savings.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, and I don't recall getting coupons. Who would they have been listed under, or what name
The
would have shown
listing
up?
may it may have come in your email under bargain warehouse or bargain discounts.
In other words, it could have been something that went to a spam file.
That is a possibility. being that it's not one of your regular incoming emails.
Okay. Yeah. So I wish I had been aware of that early on. Okay. Well, I appreciate the callback.
No problem. And I do apologize for the misunderstanding. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No. Well, like I said, what is the company name that, like I said, it's gone through several name changes, and that's what made me highly suspicious.
Right. So what that is, it's a merchant ID. Your card issuer can further explain how the merchant ID works as far as it not being billed under the actual company's name.
Okay, because the when I did some web searching on some of these, they came back blank. That's
right,
because
it's not the company's name. It's just for billing purposes only.
So what company is it that this is all going through?
Factory Direct Savings.
Factory Direct Savings, okay. All right. All right, well, thank you much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
Well, is there any, will there be any written or email confirmation as far as cancellation of the account?
Not sure, being that you haven't already received one when the chargeback happened, but I can provide you with a cancellation number.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Sure. Just let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
262-227-863.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.